I'm your host, Paul Schiffer. This is the Schiffer Report, heard every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. On tonight's broadcast, we're going to dedicate most of this program to exposing the real Henry Kissinger. You know, Henry Kissinger, the architect of the New World Order, passed away a couple weeks ago. And my guest tonight, Cliff Kincaid, has written extensively about him over the years. And this week, he's put out at least 5 articles on who was the real Kissinger. And I read here at the intro to the show tonight from something that Cliff Kincaid just wrote. It's called Before China Joe, There Was Henry Kissinger. How can Republicans impeach China Joe Biden for taking money from China, Russia, and other countries when Henry Kissinger got the money flowing in the first place? Years before Kissinger's passing, I wrote a column examining the evidence developed by conservative journalist Gary Allen in the 1970s that Henry Kissinger's Red China Gambit was designed to abandon the free people, the Republic of China on Taiwan, to the communist Chinese. The island, with a population of 23 million, is still a strategic U.S. ally in the region, but is facing a Chinese communist invasion. Yet the architect of this policy is now being celebrated in his death by the media and even certain Republicans. Republicans tend to defend Henry Kissinger because he worked for a Republican president, anti-communist Richard Nixon, but Democrats defend him because he implemented the policies of the Democrat Party, such as when he proclaimed on CNBC the advent of a new world order back when Obama was elected president. Yet Biden and Kissinger share the same appeasement policies and both supported a new world order. America's enemies and adversaries are on the march, and they admit it because of Henry Kissinger. They are marching forward under Biden.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity.
If you're tired of fake news and leftist propaganda, then you've come to the right place. It's time for The Schiffer Report, with radio journalist, author, and political analyst, Paul Schiffer.
They told us the protests in the summer of 2020 were peaceful. Got $1 billion worth of damage around our cities that says it wasn't. They told us the FBI didn't spy on the Trump campaign. Sure looks like it did. They told us the vaccinated can't get it. You know that's wrong.
You heroes have killed a dozen people this week. What are you going to do next week?
We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else.
Is it just me, or is it getting crazier out there?
I may sound like a Bible beater, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
We will not live our lives in fear.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us.
Live from WHKW, your host, Paul Schiffer.
Thank you very much indeed, Style. This is the Schiffer Report. On tonight's broadcast, we're going to focus mostly on the late and terrible Henry Kissinger, who passed away at 100 years old a couple weeks ago. And over the past, I wanted to do something about it then, but I wanted to be prepared with a lot of information. And our guest tonight put together that information. It's on his website as we speak, America's Survival, Inc. Cliff Kincaid, my guest, has been for many decades an expert on communism. He's an author of many books, a co-author of many books, and also a top-notch conservative journalist. And his website, over the past few decades, proves this point. But lately, he's written a lot of articles exposing the real Henry Kissinger. One of them is right in front of me here, Before China Joe, There Was Kissinger. Here's another one. Kissinger's China Card laid the groundwork for Obama Biden's New World Order and the prosecution of former President Trump. A lot of stuff on his website. We're going to go into it. We're going to give away some of these documents and articles. I also have in front of me something Cliff Kincaid has written about in the past and recently. I have the 110-page document written by a conservative leader back in 1974 named Frank Capel. He wrote this expose on Henry Kissinger in 1974. In it, he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Henry Kissinger was a Soviet agent. We're going to touch on some of that information. We're also going to talk about the prosecutor going after Trump, Jack Smith. Did you know that he worked for the United Nations? Did you know he worked for our enemies at the United Nations before he started going after Donald Trump? And we have a lot of work on him to expose him. We're also going to touch on something that happened today. Kevin McCarthy, former House Speaker, delivered his final speech on the House floor. And folks, he proved, he showed his true colors today. He lauds Democrats as the true reflection of America and criticizes Republicans as the restrictive country club. So here today, all you people out there, Style, there's a lot of people, even some people listening to our show, that really liked Kevin McCarthy, and they complained about Matt Gaetz going after him. This proves it. We're going to play that clip later on in the broadcast. This proves our point we made a couple months ago that Matt Gaetz was doing a great job, and this proves it. Welcome to the Schiffer Report, Cliff. We've got a lot of topics to talk about tonight, mainly focusing on the late Henry Kissinger. You've done a fabulous job exposing him in the past, and now this week you really pumped out a lot of exposés on the architect of the New World Order, Henry Kissinger. Welcome to the broadcast, Cliff.
Paul, great to be with you again. Thanks for that great introduction. I basically make the argument that Henry Kissinger was the original Hunter Biden, not in his personal lifestyle, the drugs and prostitutes and so forth, but Henry Kissinger laid the groundwork for China becoming a major power in the world, economic and military. And he laid the groundwork for what we're seeing today. And this is why we're in such a deep mess.
And it's a sad fact that most Republicans, not only just establishment Republicans, nobody's talking about Kissinger. They're giving accolades and praise, what a great job he did for President Richard Nixon, opening the doors to Red China. You're going to go into detail why that was bad and gave us the mess we're in. So it didn't just start with the Clintons and Obama and now presently New World Order Biden. But it started with Henry Kissinger in 1973, opening the doors to Red China. I think maybe it was 71. Let's delve deep into the weeds on this issue. Explain why it was a bad decision to open relations with Communist China. And why did Henry Kissinger, the man who was, when he was a U.S. congressman in the 1950s, went after Alger Hiss, a known communist? He stood up against anti-communism. Why all of a sudden, when he became president, he brought on board somebody as despicable as Henry Kissinger? Go for it.
Henry Kissinger was a very skillful operator. Now, you made reference to the Frank Capel piece from 1974, Henry Kissinger, Soviet agent. Gary Allen wrote a book 2 years later on the secret side of the Secretary of State. Nixon was a great thinker geopolitically. He was a great anti-communist, but people forget the history of what happened and how Nixon came to hire Kissinger. I go through this in a bunch of articles, books, up on my website, usasurvival.org. And the fact is that, like many Republicans, Nixon at the time, we're talking back in 1968 when he was running for office, basically hired Henry Kissinger, who had been working for the Rockefeller Republican, cuneiform by the name of Nelson Rockefeller. And why Nixon hired Kissinger as a national security advisor and a secretary of state was that he was trying to bring the two factions of the Republican Party together. And it worked. It was a political move. Nixon won, of course, in 1968. He was reelected in 72. Then, of course, Watergate caused his resignation in 1975. Gerald Ford took over as president, continued to keep Kissinger on the payroll. My point is that it was a bad move by Nixon. Nixon was an anti-communist, but he gave a lot of foreign policy jurisdiction to Kissinger, who then pursued this, quote, opening to communist China, convincing a lot of people still to this day that China was going to give up communism, that China was going to become capitalist. And, of course, we saw what a dead end that has become, to the point where we're now at the mercy of communist China, which is threatening Taiwan, which has achieved really almost nearly virtual domination of the world, has a Damocles sword hanging over our head, and Russia is moving into Europe. And so we have a Chinese-Russian alliance together with Iran that is threatening the United States. We've got a president and his son who are agents of China. But what I'm saying to you, Paul, is that all of this began with the so-called opening to China by Henry Kissinger. He laid the groundwork for this debacle we're seeing today.
We'll touch lightly on the Soviet, him possibly being a Soviet agent, because I would say the evidence points to 70-80% that he probably was. At least he really pleased the Soviets. Let's take the Vietnam War, for example. We were winning that war. And then when the Democrats in the House and Senate were elected by landslide, they came in right about the time of when Nixon resigned, unfortunately. And we believe that there's elements you write about that of the CIA, that the liberal elements, just like they are today, there are today going after Trump, that went after Richard Nixon. They deep stated him out of office. But at any rate, we were winning that war, and then came to the Paris Peace Treaty Accords in 1973, and there are indications you write about and others have that Kissinger went over to the Soviet Union to meet with the communist North Vietnamese and the communists in Moscow. And then right after that, we got the Paris Peace Accords, where we sold out Vietnam. And then about a year or two later, the North Vietnamese communist troops, along with Chinese troops, slaughtered over a million Vietnamese. So our soldiers out there fought, 58,000 died of our boys. And it turns out it was all for nothing, because what Henry Kissinger did to sell out our Vietnam vets. Tell us some of the evidence you have that shows that it was all because of Henry Kissinger. Go ahead.
Paul, there's so many aspects to this unfolding debacle that we find ourselves in today at the mercy of China, Russia, Iran. Our allies, including Israel, are now fighting for their very survival geopolitically. I argue that we should not immediately dismiss the allegations that were publicized by Frank Capel and Gary Allen based on a communist defector that we know Henry Kissinger in World War II, when he was a U.S. Army captain, was a member of a secret communist cell. Now, people might say, oh, that's crazy. There's no evidence for that. I'm one of those conservative journalists who have this institutional memory. I remember the great conservative writers like Capel, like Gary Allen, like John Stormer, who wrote the great 64 book, Men Dare Call It Treason. The fact is that in the case of Alger Hiss, who was a Soviet agent, he was at the right hand of FDR. And I argue that we should take seriously these credible allegations that Henry Kissinger, who was at the right side of Richard Nixon and then Gerald Ford was in fact a communist agent as well, and that's led to our current predicament.
I took the time over the past few weeks to read Frank Capel's article. It's actually up on the website, and we're going to give it out. I know you've been long time familiar with it. I was just awakened to all of this damning information a few weeks ago when our good friend George Sitari, he has the Monday Night Roundtable show here, and he sent me the PDF file, this 110-page small book. Unbelievable, the stuff I read in the extensive history. Yeah. And the Polish army general who was a communist and defected, Golan Juski, as you pointed out, had a ton of information on. And it's not just the stuff you dug up and George Sitari dug up and all of these people. Expert anti-communist J.R. Nyquist has an excellent article on his website, Nyquist.blog, excellent, where he interviews an intelligence official in Germany. It's an hour and 40-minute interview that I put down. I'll find it here in a couple minutes. But it's an excellent interview with this guy, and they've got even more damning evidence on Henry Kissinger, and go deep in the weeds on that. And this German guy, I think his name was, I don't have it here right now, but go to, I'll tell you where the people can see this. It's J.R. Nyquist's interview with Alex Bentesh on Kissinger. It's an hour and 40 minutes long. Go to jrnyquist.blog, and it's one of the first stories there on his website. Great interview where he goes into detail talking about there's one point here where they explain that you remember this, Cliff. The Chinese were about ready. Mao, the communist dictator who slaughtered millions and millions, probably the world's most brutal dictator. There was a coup taking place in China to oust Mao and put in patriot conservatives. And Kissinger flew over to China and warned Mao about these defectors in China that had a good chance of overthrowing Mao. He sided with the communists. And tell us more about that story.
It's an amazing story. There's so much to it. And again, people are apt to say, oh, this can't be the case. I mean, Henry Kissinger was applauded by Republicans and Democrats. But I just beg people to look at the record. I have numerous articles and reports all for free on our website, usasurvival.org. We need your support to continue. I'm offering a copy of my latest book, the one on Sword of Revolution, and for a certain contribution, a certain donation. The reason is this, Paul. People may be confused. They may not believe this, but in our book, The Sword of Revolution, we talk about what's called Marxist dialectics. And this is what Kissinger employed, or at least believed, in regards to China. He was trying to convince the American intelligence community and the American people, and it was accepted, that after he visited Mao secretly, and after he visited the communist rulers in Beijing, that they were prepared to give up communism, that they were going to go capitalist, that they were going to be our friends. And one of his arguments was that they really opposed the old Soviet Union. All of this was a lie. All of this was deception. It was disinformation. And that has gotten us into the situation today where now even some Democrats are saying we were completely fooled. And this is why Kissinger started it, but why Joe Biden and Hunter Biden took so much money from China, Russia, Ukraine, and the rest. This was a path blazed by Henry Kissinger. He had his own firm over the last 40 years, Kissinger Associates, where he took money from China, Russia, and other countries in order to form what he called, after Obama was elected, this new world order.
We played that clip at the beginning of the show. Go ahead.
Yes, I heard that, and that's exactly what he said on CNBC, and he said that on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange when he was celebrating the 30th anniversary of U.S.-China relations under the auspices of the U.S.-China Business Council, with actual Chinese officials there on the stock exchange celebrating what had happened.
Right.
The Chinese took advantage of us, and now we're at their mercy.
In fact, I'll have my producer, Style, put that clip on the website. Everybody, we've got a great website that Style put together months ago, and a lot of these articles we're talking about are going to be posted as of tonight or tomorrow on the website, theschifferreport.com. Go to theschifferreport.com, Schiffer spelled S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R, and we're putting some of Cliff Kincaid, our guest tonight, article. He is an expert on communism. He started off work as a reporter for Accuracy in Media, which was the leading conservative group in Washington, D.C. in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, exposing everything we're talking about tonight. And Cliff, at a very young age, started working for them, I think, 1978.
That's true.
And I tell you what, I've been following Cliff since I ran into him at an event that the John Birch Society and George Sitari threw way back in 1992. And I remember meeting you there then. And, man, I got addicted to your stuff that was on the Internet. Folks, there's only about five or six people, experts in this country right now that I respect, that know the communist deception strategy and know the truth about Russia and China. And Cliff Kincaid is one of them. He's joining us here tonight. I respect you and what you've written and all through your struggles. And folks, he's done many symposiums that I've gone to in Washington, D.C., and events at the National Press Club. He's got the clout. He's got the credibility. Look, you can't just be any Joe and get a room at the National Press Club and do a press conference. So he's been there. He's done it. He's been in the trenches, and that's why you need to pay close attention to what he's saying tonight. Expand more on what China, on what Kissinger did, how he sold Vietnam out, our allies in South Vietnam, to the communists. Go ahead.
It's an incredible story. When you look at the eulogies for Kissinger, they say, oh, he was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Well, yeah, he did. He won a Peace Prize, supposedly, for the Vietnam Peace Accords that really led to the sellout of South Vietnam, the death in vain of 58,000 Americans, even though it was, as Reagan said, a noble cause, mm-hmm. and the complete takeover of South Vietnam as the U.S. Congress, after the Watergate scandal and the Democrats came to power, cut off aid to South Vietnam, leading not only to the takeover of South Vietnam, but the genocide in Cambodia by the communist Khmer Rouge, 2 million dead. And for all this, Kissinger got a Nobel Peace Prize?
Amazing. It's amazing. We're coming up on a commercial break, Cliff. I hope you can stay with us the rest of the hour. I'll give you a chance to ask for donations for your cause, for your organization, America's Survival, Inc. Also, you can pull it up on the website, going to USASurvival.inc. So at any rate, we're listening to an interview. I mean, we're interviewing Cliff Kincaid, an expert on Henry Kissinger, expert on China, expert on Russia. And the other people that are experts along with him, I have respect for, too. Like, and they've been guests on my show, our show. Trevor Loudon, great anti-communist from New Zealand, who now lives in America. J.R. Nyquist, I referred to him a couple times earlier, interviewed him in the past. And we're going to come back with some information I recently got from another expert on communism, Diana West. She posted an article a couple weeks ago, Will Doubts About Kissinger Die With Him? We're also going to open up the phone lines when we're done with the commercial break and give out this Frank Capel book, 110 pages, great in-depth interview, I mean, research material on Henry Kissinger from way back in 1974. More on all of this after we come back from the commercial break.
Show your support for the Schiffer Report by picking up a t-shirt, hoodie, sticker, or any of our other wide variety of items found on theschifferreport.com. All profits help to keep the show on air each week. The Schiffer Report merch also makes the perfect gift for the true American patriots in your life. Visit theschifferreport.com today to get started.
If you like the Schiffer Report, and I know you do, then check out Understanding the Times, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on 1220. Hi, I'm Mike Fodor, your friendly host. We're live in studio, call-in talk show that brings the five C's of conversation and topics. Cutting edge, controversial, conspiratorial, conservative, and Christian. Visit our website, ZornDoveMinistries.com. We have 100-plus podcasts in 15 categories, such as cultural causes, history, current events and prophecy, and much more. And listen live Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
If you're a fan of the Schiffer Report, prayerfully consider making a donation to help keep us on air, as we are entirely listener supported. Checks can be addressed to Paul Schiffer at P.O. Box 80232, Canton, Ohio, zip code 44708. If you or someone you know owns a small business and are looking for advertising, reach out to Paul at 216-276-8257. Help fight the misinformed mainstream media. Keep the Schiffer Report on air.
In a world full of entertainers walking on eggshells and other media companies airing whatever message will make them the almighty dollar, StylesRebelRadio.com is a group of free content creators specializing in podcasts, articles, interviews, and more. Everything from conspiracy theories involving JFK and artificial intelligence to local up-and-coming musicians and blogs that take life a little less seriously. StylesRebelRadio.com is your one-stop destination for a wide variety of all entertainment all the time. All content may not be suitable for all ages. StylesRebelRadio.com. All rights reserved.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Welcome back to the Schiffer Report. I'm Paul Schiffer, your host. I'm interviewing an expert on communism, one of the best conservative journalists out of Washington, D.C. Used to be with Accuracy in Media, which when he was there with that group did a phenomenal job keeping up on the liberal fake news media, exposing the communist infiltration of all parts of society. And he's an all-around expert on everything happening on Capitol Hill, Cliff Kincaid. Before we bring him back, Style put that little clip from the Stones on there, old song, because they're singing about Satan. And everything we're talking about now is deception and deceit emanating from Satan. And Henry Kissinger, I believe, this is going to sound controversial, but he was a secular Jewish guy. I'm pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, and defend Israel, what they're doing against Hamas. They need to pound them into oblivion. But Henry Kissinger was a bad person. He worked for the dark side. And now this information is coming out from people like my guest tonight. One thing I want to get into real quick, Cliff, I follow Diana West. I don't agree with everything she posts, but she did a recent post. Well, 2 years ago, she did one called Kissinger and Putin. And her most recent post, go to DianaWest.net. I encourage the listening audience. Doubts about Kissinger die along with him. Listen to this. She wrote this in 2022. Speaking of convergence, you know, with the old Soviet Union and China, did you know Kissinger and Putin have been old friends for decades? And that since the communist tyrant Putin came to power in the year 2000, Kissinger has been described as a frequent guest in Russia meeting with Putin. That Putin refers to Kissinger as his trusted advisor, that the Diplomatic Academy of the Russian Foreign Ministry under Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in 2013 bestowed an honorary doctorate on Kissinger, with Putin congratulating him for having been a global politician all of his life, that in 2014, Kissinger joined Yevgeny Primakov to chair a working group, U.S.-Russia working group. And listen to this quote, Cliff. This is what Diane reported a couple years ago. This is taken for a New York Post, I'm sorry, New York Times Magazine article called Putin and the Return of the KGB. This is a conversation one of Putin's guys, Igor Shadhav, said to the New York Times Magazine writer that he was in Moscow interviewing this Soviet official. Listen, you know, Igor, Shadhav says, as we sit in his office and discuss his longtime friend Vladimir Putin, Henry Kissinger came here to St. Petersburg, Russia, when Vladimir Putin was deputy mayor before he became head of the Soviet Union. Putin spoke to him in German, and this is what he said to this guy pertaining to Kissinger. So Kissinger asked Putin, "What did you do before this?" And Putin says, "I was in the Secret Service." And Kissinger says, "Yeah, me too." That's a hell of a story, and maybe even a hell of a true story. The fact is, there is compelling evidence that both men worked for the same service. Great line. Go ahead, Cliff.
It's an interesting take on the whole thing. Kissinger in World War II was an army sergeant, supposedly detailed to an army intelligence unit. But let's bring it up to date.
Okay.
Look at what's happened in the world today. And this is where Kissinger fits in. He basically, in his deals with Russia and China, managed the decline of the United States. I mean, we're all witnesses to it. He was doing what Hunter Biden was doing and what Joe Biden was doing for decades. Mm-hmm. My articles reference a book by John Isaac Stone basically saying that Kissinger for the last 40 years has been a businessman operating behind the facade as a diplomat. But basically, he was doing openly what China Joe and Hunter Biden have been doing through fake email names and shell companies and so forth as well. It's part of the same corruption problem we have in Washington, D.C. And my articles, you can find them all at usasurvival.org, detail how, because of the one China policy of Henry Kissinger, the Chinese communists have literally stolen us blind. They stole our nuclear weapons designs in the same way the Soviets stole our atom bomb secrets, mm-hmm. using people like Robert Oppenheimer. They are still involved in the U.S. nuclear labs. They, of course, cooperated with Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health to devise the China virus that killed more than 1 million Americans, that cost our country $10 trillion because of the COVID hysteria. And now the Chinese are in a position to dominate the world. We have the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's thank for that. But ultimately, it goes back to Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a caller on the line. But before we get to him real quick, I'm going to open the phone lines now. And some people have it memorized. The phone lines here, look it.
Do you have it memorized, Paul?
No, I don't. I'm still looking up at it. There's certain things I can't do by memory. But at any rate, we'll talk about that another day. Maybe it's older age. Maybe I had COVID 3 years ago. It's affected me. I don't know. At any rate, the phone lines are open, 216-901-0933. Give us a call now. We're interviewing Cliff Kincaid on the late and terrible. He wasn't great, even though they say he was a genius, but he might have been a genius, but he was wrong-headed and favored the Soviet Union and Russia and China way too much. 216-901-0933. Listen, now's your time to win a copy of this PDF file, 110 pages long, of a book that Cliff Kincaid, my guest tonight, has been talking about, written in 1974. That's got damning evidence on Hillary Clinton. Why is she on my mind?
Wrong communist.
Anyway, well, because of the fact I read an article recently that Bill and Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden is doing so abysmally in the polls, they brought in Bill and Hillary Clinton to campaign for him. That's pretty desperate. At any rate, that's not going to do any good. So at any rate, this article that Cliff is referred to, I have it. I'm looking at it right now. The Kissinger Caper by Frank Capel appeared in Review of the News and also in 1974 in different publications. This was circulated on Capitol Hill to all the Republican and Democrat congressional offices, and it got there was some hearings on Capitol Hill concerning these terrible the things that's in this book. So at any rate, caller number 10 and caller number 15 will win a free copy of this. Again, caller number 10 and 15 will receive this 110-page document on Henry Kissinger and was he a Soviet agent. 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. AC, thanks for calling in. Do you have a quick question? Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Paul, and hello, Cliff. Cliff, I have a high respect for you, having listened to you at an earlier of Paul Schiffer's programs. A couple quick points about Kissinger. In the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, Golda Meir appealed to Richard Nixon for help. Henry Kissinger, although a Jew, betrayed his own people and tried to sway Nixon against providing any assistance to Israel. Thank God Nixon did not listen to him in that situation, and we did provide Golda Meir with help, which allowed them to win the war in 1973. You played a clip about a New World Order. Kissinger talked about a New World Order. This will be the regime of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is already here. He's already on planet Earth. He's in the shadows. And you also said something about the Vietnam situation.
Yeah.
Peace with honor.
Paris Peace Accords.
This was a treaty that was engineered by Henry Kissinger with Lê Duc Tho of North Vietnam. Tragically, the North Vietnamese had a three-year plan to take over South Vietnam. They took it over in only 6 months.
Amazing. And, of course, the Democrats that were in the House didn't help at all. Basically, we were winning that war, and we lost the propaganda battle, and we lost it because of the liberal Democrats in the House and Senate and Kissinger's betrayal. Thanks for the call, AC. Right. Do you have a comment on that, Cliff?
Yes, AC, thanks for the comment. In the end, in 1973, Nixon did authorized the resupply of the Israelis when they were under attack by the communist-backed, the Soviet-backed Arab-Muslim countries. Kissinger was ordered to carry out that Nixon policy. So AC is correct on that. The other interesting point is that the only other, quote, success Kissinger had was when Nixon ordered him to carry out a CIA policy, then the CIA was anti-communist, of helping to destabilize the economy of Chile after the country had been taken over by the communist Salvador Allende. Of course, the people themselves, it was a popular uprising against Allende. He was deposed by the Chilean military, and Allende killed himself with an AK-47 provided by Fidel Castro himself. Those two, quote, successes by Kissinger during the 73 Israeli war with the Arabs and the Chilean matter are overshadowed by what Kissinger did to the detriment of the United States with China and Russia. And after Obama won in 2008, and all of this is in my report, Kissinger basically said, oh, we're on the verge of a new world order, and Obama's got this great opportunity. Of course, everything's gone downhill since.
Absolutely. And it got worse when Obama came into office. Then we had a reprieve, thank God, for 4 years under Trump. Then they stole the election, ran Trump out of office. Hope he regains the office. But we lost all of the games of the past 4 years. I mean, of the 4 years Trump was in office now. And it accelerated, as you said, because of Henry Kissinger. And it started back in the early 70s when he sold out Vietnam and when he was doing dealings with Russia that were not in America's interest. And then, of course, the big sellout to China. Saul, do we have a winner yet?
We have one winner.
Okay, one winner. Give us a call. We got caller number 10, won a copy of this Frank Capel mini book that was written back in 1974. I've been reading this the past 3 weeks. George Sitari gave me a copy of this, and I've been making reprints. So caller number 10, you've got this. What's his name, his first name?
Tom.
Tom. Tom, thanks for listening to the Schiffer Report. We appreciate your support. And also, caller number 5 now?
Yep.
216-901-0933 to win a copy of this expose on Henry Kissinger from 1974. 216-901-0933. Also, we have J.C. Hawkins now. He's got a question for Cliff. Go ahead, J.C.
Hey, Cliff and Paul, just a terrific show. But I do have one thing I wanted to add. On December 4th, on my website, The Forgotten Street, I posted a story about Henry Kissinger, and a rear admiral named Ira McMillian, who went to Richard Nixon with a plan to end the Vietnam War. He had a personal relationship with Lee Duan, who was the successor to Ho Chi Minh. Nixon and Kissinger rebuffed it, but Kissinger was so upset about it, he had McMillian abducted from a Washington, D.C. street in August 1970 and taken to Bethesda Naval Hospital, where he was held against his will for 4 weeks.
And what happened to that admiral would fit in your trilogy you've written over the years, including your most recent one, Betrayal Bethesda 3, which I recommend that people get that for Christmas, get 1, 2, or all three of these excellent books, this trilogy on Betrayal of Bethesda. And basically, it's a deep state book, an expose on the deep state. Hey, we're getting flooded with a lot of calls. That's a good sign.
One quick thing I'd like to add.
Go ahead.
And I'll get off the line. I just want to say about Cliff Kincaid, he sets the standard for journalistic excellence, and I urge everyone to go to his site and support him, usasurvival.org. And this is the type of programming you don't get anywhere else. So the audience needs to step up and support this Schiffer Report. God bless you all.
Thank you, JC, and Merry Christmas. Before you reply to what was just said, I know you know JC. He's been to a couple of your conferences. I need to very quickly, we very badly need funding. We didn't get any donations come in the past 3 weeks. And so we need, I'm not just kidding, I owe for 2 shows. We owe next week. I need help to get through the Christmas holidays. No donations have been coming in. I'm going to give out 2 addresses. There's some people who have said they don't want to give unless I give out a P.O. box. So this is for you. If you want to donate and you'd rather send it to a P.O. box instead of my address, send a donation right away to Paul Schiffer. That's S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. Paul Schiffer, P.O. Box 80232. That's Paul Schiffer. Write the check out to Paul Schiffer, P.O. Box 80232, Canton, Ohio, 44708. And I prefer that you send a donation to, because I used to get some frequently at my apartment address. So I encourage you to send a donation to my apartment, which is Paul Schiffer, 2434 Whipple Avenue, Northwest, Canton, Ohio, apartment 1. That's 2434 Whipple Avenue, Northwest, apartment 1, Canton, Ohio, 44708. Sorry about that. Cliff, go ahead.
No, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the call from J.C. Hawkins. His book is a must read. The fact is that we haven't won a war since World War II. The United States has been declined since then. It's been accelerated by Henry Kissinger, who made a deal with Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history.
Yes.
The second greatest mass murderer in history was Stalin. After that comes Hitler. Communism has been on the march. In my latest column, you can find at usasurvival.org, I talk about what the Republicans and Democrats are doing. It's not enough. It's too late. They have to understand the communist threat. They have to understand, as you began your show, with understanding where Hunter Biden and Joe Biden came from, the path was laid by Henry Kissinger. He's been selling out our country to our enemies. And, yeah, we got an impeachment inquiry, but that's not good enough. We need more. We have agents of influence in the United States government. China Joe and Hunter are working for our enemies. Henry Kissinger was, too, until he died. And we have to understand we're being eaten from within.
Yes.
Internal enemies working for our enemies.
The hour is late. The clock's ticking. We're almost at midnight. And I know you write a lot about this. I talk very outspoken about the illegals coming across the border to the tune of 10 to 15,000 a day. And many of these are military-age Chinese, Russians, Cubans, Iranians, Venezuelans, Brazilians. We are in big trouble, no exaggeration. And your material, Cliff, and others like you in this program here, like tonight, is waking people up. You know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you could talk about the communist threat, infiltration of our country, and many people wouldn't believe you. Now there's more people waking up because how awful it's gotten under the Biden regime. The past 3 years has been bad, just bad news every day. The economy's going into the tank. Prices of everything are going up, and their tyranny is so bad that many Democrats are starting to wake up. And I read the other day on one of the conservative articles, Cliff, that 9% more blacks are going to vote for Trump now. He was already record high as far as getting blacks to vote for him. And now it's getting so bad that a lot of the people in the black community are upset. Also, one final thing. We've got about 4 minutes left. In your recent article here, one of them, Kissinger's China Card for the New World Order, you wrote that if you think such a communist penetration is impossible, look at what the China Joe administration is now admitting to in the case of former U.S. Ambassador Manuel Rocha, a former national security official, was arrested by the FBI for spying against America. He was a Cuban agent. Real quick, what do you have to say about that, Cliff?
Well, of course, if we had an honest FBI, they'd be arresting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden today.
Yeah.
the fact is that we're in deep trouble. And that's why, in my opinion, and I go over this in my articles, they're going after Trump using this UN-trained lawyer, Jack Smith.
Yes.
Some of his cases are now landing before the Supreme Court. We've got some hope there because Trump appointed three members of the court, but they want Trump out of the way no matter what. So whatever you think of Trump, if you like his tweets or not, he is the guy standing in the way of a total communist takeover.
I'll say one other thing. I got criticized by some conservatives who thought it was terrible. I was supporting Matt Gaetz' overthrow of Kevin McCarthy. Well, people like us, and I know you've been outspoken against Kevin McCarthy for years. Well, Cliff, we're vindicated today because Kevin McCarthy delivered his final speech on the House floor where he was praising Democrats as the true reflection of America and criticized the GOP. You know, you were right about McCarthy. I was right about McCarthy.
All I can say about McCarthy is good riddance.
Definitely. We got a couple minutes left. I want to say real quick, go to our website, theschifferreport.com. Go there. The show will be posted along with all the others, including we did a great show together a couple months ago on Oppenheimer because of the movie that was out, and you wrote a 24-piece excellent big article on Oppenheimer. And go to theschifferreport.com. Please donate. Send a check for Paul Schiffer to P.O. Box 80232, Canton, Ohio, 44708, or to my home address, Paul Schiffer, 2434 Whipple Avenue, Northwest, Apartment 1, Canton, Ohio, 44708. Go ahead and plug. We want people to donate to your website to keep you going. Cliff, go ahead.
I'm offering a copy of our latest book. Please go to usasurvival.org. Help us out. Because we are trying to survive. We've been censored by YouTube, defunded by the conservative foundations. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
And get that merch we have up there. Style put a great thing. We have a merch page on the website. Go to it. You can buy coffee cups, glasses, mugs, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats. Schiffer Report, go ahead to help support us that way. Style, go ahead, wrap things up. Would you like to say anything to the audience in conclusion?
I just want to touch on the fact that, you know, we do post all these articles that we use on the show. We try to get all of them on there, and that's because we like to cite our sources, something that a lot of the other guys don't do. So please go to theschifferreport.com and make sure you get your voice heard as well by letting us know what you thought of the show.
And there were a lot of listeners tonight. We got at least 20 calls or more to the show while I was talking and you were taking the calls. And we had two winners tonight. Who's the second winner?
Carl.
Carl. Carl, you're going to get a copy of this. So thanks for listening to the show. God bless you. We'll be back next week.
The Schiffer Report with host Paul Schiffer. You'll hear insightful analysis of the news and interviews with the top conservative thinkers from across America. Paul Schiffer brings decades of public policy experience to the microphone, along with an uncompromising commitment to the conservative Christian principles that make this nation great.
The preceding program is sponsored by Paul Schiffer.